Welcome back. Well, business confidence has ticked up from 20-year lows in the fourth quarter. That's the good news. Building, manufacturing and retail trade registered improvements. Confidence levels remained unchanged in wholesale trade, while morale declined in new motor trade. The bad news is that at 26, the index still remains deep in negative territory. Mpo Tsebe, who's an economist at RMB, joins us now to discuss the latest print. Thanks so much, Mpo, for your time today. So, like I say, we've had business confidence improve from the 20-year lows in the fourth quarter, the first improvement that we've now seen in 2 years. How much do we read into this when we've got overall the index still deep in negative territory, and that bringing with it, an emphasis on the stark realities that persist in the local economy?
Thanks for having me. I think the most important thing is that we need to be cautious around how we interpret the result. And as you correctly point out, that It improved, but it still remains in negative terrain. And at 26, it remains below the historical average. So indeed, it is an improvement. But if you also think back to the third quarter of the year, you can almost say that this improvement is more of a correction and not necessarily an improvement in confidence.
That being said, Mpo, if we drill down into the detail and look at the kind of performances that have come through on a sectoral basis, we've seen the building, manufacturing and retail trade sectors seeing improvement. Are you surprised?
Well, we shouldn't really be surprised. And then again, we also need to look at how depressed that the manufacturers and retailers in general have been. And I think particularly on the retailer side, if we think that this is the fourth quarter survey, in most cases, that's when consumers will go out and spend. And hence, we're seeing that improvement in activity, but particularly in retailers. And I think also embedded in that improvement in confidence in retailers is expectation that come Black Friday, they are going to see a further increase in activity.
I ask because if you look at something like manufacturing, for example, we're seeing continued poor production output, weak export sales, the risk of inconsistent energy supply, to the extent that we've got the likes of Vedanta International, for example, looking to pull out of South Africa if we don't get that energy supply story sorted out fast. So one can only assume that the risk is rife of slipping back.
Yes, totally. You're totally right. And we actually are cautious about the result. And we're thinking that it could reverse in the first quarter next year. And particularly because the underlying activity remains weak. And even the confidence index itself, the overall improvement in the index at 26, it essentially still indicates that 7 out of 10 business people regard the prevailing business conditions as unsatisfactory. And in manufacturing and building in particular, most business people still rate underlying business conditions as unsatisfactory. Insufficient demand remains a constraint. Capacity underutilization still remains high.
Of course, what any sustainable recovery is dependent on at the end of the day, a consistent recovery in underlying activity. And with things seemingly erratic right now, safe to say that any sustainable recovery is still a way off?
Yeah, I mean, especially if we think about the employment figures, if we think about wage increases, and again, to what I was saying earlier on, that the improvement in the fourth quarter is premised on the consumer going out to purchase. There's Black Friday, there's Thanksgiving, there's Christmas on the horizon. And unfortunately, in the first quarter of next year, we're not going to have those catalysts. And there is a high risk that the index corrects. And hence, we, you know, unlikely to see this being sustained, especially because the underlying factors needed to see this being sustained don't point to an improvement.
Let's leave it there, Mpo. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Mpo Tsebe, who's an economist at RMB.